Gonna kind of daven sechs bekam daf nun daf tzadi ches begin and the alphabet first matter begin with the words gemara adyud betmanya up until 10 of 8. First we're going to rashi explains minimum nation leishmaina he gives him 8. Where the perusha going to rashi interpretation chashim im al matas it's coming from top down meaning klem in other words yud bezi yud betmanya if it's a 12 or 11 for the 8. No adyud betmanya up until 10 for 8. Then yavle betmanya then he gives him 8. Alo tishim im shemir we have 9 from the original betmanya b'shneim. With the 8 from the second one, then you have the test, then actually give 9 in the second one. That's close enough, 9 of the first one, or Yud-Biyud, or even 10 for the 10. But not more than that. The Rachpish, the Rabbi Nachman explains, Ad Yud B'tmanya, up until 10 from 8, Yud-Biyud, Yud-Biyud gives 10, L'Priyosha, M'mumat, L'malo, it's the other way around. It's from bottom up, and up until 10, versus going from top down. Next test, Matam, the words, Yud-Biyud, Kurin, Utslulun. Murky and clear, which says love dafka is not precise. Even if it's murky, if a deep sea diver could get it, have a kslun, that's essentially like clear. If it's kslun, and even if it's clear, if he cannot get it, the fiber is going to be reliable. Why are we picking clear and murky? Shouldn't this time kslun? Because in general, when it's clear, the diver could get it. The time kslun generally is murky, the diver cannot get it, but it's not really dependent on the clear or murky per se. When we say this, when he knocked it out of his hand. It sounds like a hit, that it's not going to be considered as if he lifted up, when he knocks it up, without picking up with his hands, as Gemara says in contrast to that case, when he does Hagba. Even though it was in the airspace more than three tvachim above, before it totally falls. Still, that's not considered as a king of Hagba, that he was kind of. And so the Gemara getting up in the testament basically on the Hamanaka Besha's eyes when you have the pauper that was taken from the top of the olive tree, it sounds like even though it falls down and it's more than three to the ground, that's not considered as a kin of Agba. So it says the question is difficult. It's a pair coming to the first bag of the testament of Amag Abitalis. We say regarding case of a cloak, Shadesh Echad Alo Amad, one end was on a pillar, Shadesh Echad Manach Agabakaka, one end was on the ground. Shemek Be Adam Reshe Manach Agabakaka, if the person lifts up, the one end that was on the ground, but not the Grish. And he pulls off the other end, Shagabi Omad, that was on the pillar of the Beit Zlai, to bring it next to him. Shukunah, he acquires Mutamak Ba because of lifting it up. As Tayyip explained, because of Imashikh Kamas, maybe you think it's because of pulling it over there. That's the Kenyan. Am I not going to rush Echad Gabi Omad? Then why would it be relevant that one end is on the pillar? Almost, we see, but Chashavak Ba, it's considered because it lifted Hoyil Mavila Aver Lamal Megimel. Since when he pulled it down, it was more than three Tavachim above the ground. That's like a type of Akba. So that seems to contradict these two. Our sugya and the Gemara in Anemanaket. Hashem says, what you can say is, no, dosim chashiva hagbah tfei. There, what we're asking from, in Bamitia, by the Talis, that's considered more of hagbah, lefi shoresh echad echad echad, because one end, he held with his hand. Well, you know, I mean, hasim mari, there's someone who can call kach begayv, his hand so high, because you know, when he pulls it, lo yipul reishul aretz, the end doesn't fall to the ground. Alihi mug begim al aretz, it's going to be lifted up, three tfachim above the ground, so it's not just falling, it's also lifted up, and so that's considered as like bo. That's what I'm going to say. The b'seif shiloch akan, but the gemara chul nafkav memal from the base mashma sounds like the chitor of akan when you knock on the nest. Umiskabi yoinim and the doves lift themselves up. The chashivak balik, but that is considered lifting up to be kind of pishen doesn't mean he's not holding with his hands, unlike the case of the talit. Hashem says what he says. The davka hacha. Specifically over here, Bani Zakin and running the Ani Menakev, they're just not considered lifting up because they get tired to the grace. There's two flaws. The light tops, and first of all, he's not holding on to them. The gun in Magbani also is not lifting it up, but just lowering down. But regarding the doves, the Mizgabi, and the Mizgabi, where they lift themselves up, it's considered lifting up. But if they would just fall down, like they trip, it's like, I'm knocking on the nest, you're right, they wouldn't acquire it. Change the other club because it's not holding on to it at all, and that would be the two flaws. Or appears there. Now, according to this interpretation, Masla Plugi, we could have differentiated and say, in our Gemara, Hach Ba'adya Duye, that when one is talking about when you knock it, Bein Derech Yirida L'Derech Aliyah, and you could differentiate between if it was going downwards or upwards. Because if it goes upwards, then you would be kind of downwards, not. Ella, the Nechel L'Plugi B'Derech Yirida Gufa, but we wanted to differentiate in going down itself, Bein Adya Duye, Bein Chakla B'Yadi, between whether you knocked it out or if you took it out with your hands. Or you know, another person you could say is in Philly, but there are three. No, there's actually no difference if we're going down and going up. Even if it's going up, you wouldn't acquire over here when you knock it out of his hands. That's not the way of doing a kinyan magbah. But by the dove, living creatures, that is the way of lifting them up, Like we find you can be kind to an animal when you call him and it comes, or you kisha b'makel, or you hit with a stick, rats upon him and it runs in front of him. The chashim mashiach is considered pulling it off a pisha halka melech, even though it went by itself. So that's the same thing with Egba. Now, me however, how you yoinim yoidma the chivas again, but if the doves would go downwards by knocking on the nest, the chashim Egba, el yasin davka, then it wouldn't be considered as lifting up, only if they would specifically be going upwards. If someone rubs out the coin of his friend, he's going to be patur. There it seems the rabbi saw this rabbi saying the teaching that he holds that paslasim malchus, you must say that the case of when the currency is invalid lo habakanistik is not like that opinion that holds that it's like cracked, because the habakanistik, if it was like cracked, that's the case. The kolshkin the shamat be habakanistik, but sure, rubbing out a coin would also be as cracked. About a chaster duva, and because it's really diminishing it a lot, but my point, then why would you be potter? Obviously, it does not hold like that. But my holds like rather it's the case that you would not be chayim, not like in this stick, but rather paslasa. Next test master begins with the Gemara. Masiv Rava. Rava asks, he called Einoi b'sema. If he knocks him on the eye and he blinds him, Allah's nebuchadnezzar on his ear and he makes him go deaf. Every day it's been mecheres. So the slave is going to go free. Amai, but why? V'holei chaster. But he didn't. He's not missing anything because there's no deficiency over here. It's just because he ruined him. He's liable. Even though there's no deficiency, so that's the Gemara's. Oh, if that's the case, you see, you don't need a chasarn. That's the Gemara's question. Said here's the Shvichai. The Gemara answers no. That the Yeshem chasarn, there is a lacking over there. But the tips of the dumb and nafl bazei, there's a drop of blood that falls in the ear. Oh, since there's a lacking in that ruination, Chayvah called kilkel, therefore he's liable for the whole kilkel, even though it's only really part of it. That little drop of blood is the little bit of chasaron. Why chayvah for the whole going deaf? Come on, b'shafi, like rubbing it out. The chayvah called kilkel, you're liable for the whole ruination. Because the chayvah mashachaster, because just to make him liable for what the diminishing is, like tzorch rabbi hashmein, the chayvah wouldn't have to tell us that you chayvah on that. It's that since there is a chasaron, you chayvah for the whole thing. Why is it that a slave goes free? But that habayin mumin shavagali, the chavtal that Rashi bar is only blemishes that are revealed. Dumi the shem ayin, similar to the case of iron tooth, but harsha hechav bagali. You make him go deaf. Where is nothing is revealed? You don't see it. The Hashem says you could say nihisha in nikabay klum. You're right. Although it's not recognizable because Yashu when he's sleeping or imid makam echad or he's standing one place but shaitzik and being quiet, makam makam obi kimin lapim in hagish misnaig v'haylech. But in the regular way of how a person conducts himself, mikashu shecherish, it's recognizable that he's deaf. Chashamam shabagali, that's considered a revealed blemish. Avoidish from another part, you can say the insok shei kilka bagali. It doesn't have to be that the ruination has to be revealed. Elishay ha'evish be kilka bagali. It has to be the organ, the limb that the kilka is in is revealed, and the ears and the eyes you see, you just don't see the actual kilka. Next test master begin with the Gemara. Someone cuts the ear of his friend's cow, he's going to be potter. But then says Tayyib Hadid, no, but this one mission lel on the Tadiq Bam base gazal behemoth and Tabba Bayru. He said, okay, if you steal someone's animal and you do a sin with it, or you should never slow my gamma's bear, you know it from the Mizbeach. So Allah is Amul Harish Khabanah, say, okay, here's yours as it is. Now, the Nifsala. Now, when you say it became possible from the Mizbeach, Hainish Nabamum means it developed a blemish because the inner va. If it that it was sodomized, Hainish Nabavir, that's already included in the case of a sin was done with it. Now, Mashma said that sounds like Tafakish Nipsila Meleha, as the word Shinifsila means that it became invalid by itself. But it sounds like if you actually inflicted the blemish, then you would be Chai. Well, that contradicts what we're saying over here with making cutting his ear. There's something that we can say is the Masneen Arba Mimikadosh. No, our Mishnah over there was talking about that was already sanctified. The Balgam Mazbech, oh, that's for Shem Mazbech. If you actually get a Biyadayin, Sayyidim Azan, they actually would be chayiv. Here's someone with a regular animal is not such a chasarin because not every animal goes to the mizbeach. What's the chiddush? You're right. It's just teaching that for the malacha, the leminker has zeker. Even a malacha that not recognizable damage, that's still going to be chayiv for b'dei shemayim. But that's not teaching us regarding b'dei adam. B'dei adam, you'd be potter even. If in the case that you did from our halacha over here, according to one that holds that damage that's not recognizable is considered as damage. The isa malacha b'mechatas. Well, what do you do with the case of someone doing malacha with the paraduma waters, but paras chatas and with the paraduma? And the halacha is potter. You're going to be potter, like Agma quotes, "Midin Yadam Bish Mehezik." But if it's considered damage, am I potter? You're going to be potter. So it says, "What is it?" My question was, "What's the question?" Afila Betzayim Eisen, the minker potter. Even when you cut the ear, which recognizably you're going to be potter. From the stam shvarim, lam negam mizbech kaimi, because in general, oxen are not designated for mizbech. If that's the case, for sure that it's not difficult from the one who does a malacha paras chatzim mechatzim, which that's for sure not damaged at all. So that's the thesis that the Efshal Lema, maybe you could say like this. The Azim Parach mit paras chatas, specifically asking from the par dum itself. Because the par dum, the dumet you call them, it's very expensive, sheet to look at mizbech. But that's obvious that's designated for the mizbech. So therefore, that's why it's difficult. Why would you be putter on that? But over here, Baruch B'Shemayit and Baruch L'Rabba, here we're asking on Rabba, Mimechatas, from the waters of the Paraduma. Oh, the Stam Mayim Lav Mechatas, come in the general waters, are not designated specifically for Chatas, because the Kaim Kedushin Davka Pasav Melacha, because, and now Tosis proves this point, because the whole problem is of Melacha that we're discussing is only before it was sanctified, so it's just regular water at that point, so it's not necessarily going to be for a Paraduma. Kedam says para, like the Mishnah teaches himself para, Umayim Hamalacha, Paisalspan, that the water, the Malacha involved is behem, Achay Tilus, Evalutechon, only until you put the ashes inside of it. And Ritanim Misafri. We learned like this in the Safri that Yachol, Av Meshakesh, because you think it would be invalid with Malacha also once it's already sanctified in the vessel. Tamalam, it says, Lame Nida, for the purifying waters. So Hame Nida, it's already May Nida. Takor Begitin, because obviously Gemon and Gitin of Nagimim and Olive. It's asking also not just from the paraduma but from the mechatas. The Mishnah also the Gemara ends over there mechatas shashalkabah and mishkolis that it says that was the malacha that you did work with them by weighing with it. So we fall off the answer. We wanted to say the Gemara over there is asking paraduma, and Tosfos says no, you can't say that because you see the Gemara there was asking for the mechatas too. So it says Bishlam, what you could say is to keep the naka malacha the rapusa, since it picked doing work with it as a chiddush because the malacha like the Gemara says behind the whole malacha the leminker hazeka that even malacha that's not recognizable that is damaged. Chabedin shemaim, you're giving chabedin shemaim. And can daik shabah hasam. So the Gemara is referring very well over there. The Hezek Shein and Nikolash May Hezek. Where do you see that? So how do you see that unrecognizable damage is not considered damage? Because the Ishmael Hezek was considered damage in Kanchum Mabusa, and there's no Chiddush B'mayit and Nakat Malacha that were picking Malacha. Why? Because anyways, even if it's not recognizable, it was considered recognizable. So obviously it's because we generally don't. And therefore that's the Chiddush that just took a Michaev and Malacha B'dei Shemayim. Another part you could say the Rabbi Sava, Rabbi held the Hezek Shein Nikolash May Hezek, that it's not considered damage. Aval Manda Meshmei Hezek, but you're right. According to one who holds, it is considered damage. Koshkin Mechem B'tzayim, sure you'd be chayiv if you make a cut in the ear. Make a tray, because it's more recognizable than general. Yeah, but you made a cut in the ear. The Rabbi, the part of Meshmei Hezek, the Rabbi that asked on Rabbi and the Sugya Sava, he held B'tzayim Rabbi Mekazeka. That yeah, when you make a cut, it's recognizable damage. And he held it. No, you can have one that generally holds that unrecognizable damage is not considered damage. Because I'm like, if you look at his words, that's what he said. Malacha the lemerkazeker, the malacha that you're not recognizable damage. Would say but making a cut in the ear, the merkazeker, which recognizable damage. Even the mandama has a kishen nikolish meazik. Sometimes it says you can say ve'echirachol adam libsal paratzah shagavei. And it says in general question is how could someone validate someone else's cow? Which is the halacha that to make a problem, as we find by Kabbalah's Tumah, or when we find this by doing malacha with the paraduma, it says it in the wording that it happens by itself, and says it when, but you read it as if he did it actively, which teaches us that even the passive way has to be with the person's das. So if someone else is doing it, it doesn't have the person's das. There's some days we can say it's only if the malacha was done by itself. And then if he's okay with it, so then that's going to invalidate it. But if it's done actively, then we don't need that it should be just pleasing to the one who's doing it, which could be this other person. That's by, so we find the same concept by making the food susceptible to tumah when it comes to contact with water, with liquid, the chitan has to be that place, like similar to what you're placing it, is like we're saying it would have it by itself. But if someone's doing it, then you don't have to have the owner's specific das.